Hey geeks! Welcome to episode 89 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate. In this episode, Em and I are going to talk a little bit about how we prep for New York Comic Con, what you guys can expect if this is your first New York Comic Con, or your fifth, like us, or your tenth, whatever. We're going to tell you all of our little secrets for how we get through con and survive con. We're going to give you some of New York Comic Con's own personal tips, and we're just going to chit-chat about what we're excited about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I know. My anxiety level is dropping, thankfully.
Nice.
Because I'm starting to get all of these costume pieces together, and I'm calming myself down. I have 9 days. We're good.
Mine is rising because I need to finish things.
Well, you know, and I'll be honest, and it sounds pretty horrible, but I am not as excited for this year as I have been in the past, simply because there's not really anybody there that I am that excited over. So I'm excited for the Marvel panel on Friday. I'm excited for the X-Files panel on Saturday. I am not excited for any of the guests because I've seen everyone that I would be excited for. I've seen and have autograph or photo op with. So,
well, first of all, if Nathan decides to show up, I will get my autograph and my photo if he is there. Mind you, folks, Nathan and I are feuding, and I don't believe he will be anywhere till he shows up. He canceled PhillyCon on me the day before. I almost didn't have tickets to PhillyCon, thanks to Nathan Fillion. Hashtag not bitter.
Whatever. Well, so you guys, we said, we're going to use this podcast as like our telling you how we prep for New York Comic Con. So right now it's cosplay crunch time.
I'm still working on it. I have been wearing my cosplay heels while so doing proud. Housework, and today I wore them to work.
To break them in.
Mm-hmm. That is the goal, breaking in heels.
We're only wearing heels on one day.
Still breaking them in is very important.
Yes, but we are wearing heels one day, all three of us. Because we're doing a little group cosplay, which is so fun, so I hope you guys come and find us, because we have pretty fun swag this year, which I was working on today and was kind of a pain in the butt.
We have treats.
We have treats. So right now is what I'm obviously referring to as cosplay crunch time. So if you guys are cosplaying for New York Comic Con, don't decide on your costume this week and start building it. That's just crazy. I have watched many a cosplayer on Instagram crunch time build their costume, and you don't enjoy the con that way because pre-con sleep is very, very important. Don't work on a con until 3 o'clock, or a costume until 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 days leading up to Comic Con. You're crazy.
I mean, if that's how you do things and that's how you want to do it, by all means.
True. I am the one who likes to have everything done like 2 weeks before Comic Con. Right now, I've got like a few minor things to take care of, but for the most part, my costumes are done. Haven't decided who I'm bringing for Sunday, or if I'm just going to repeat on Sunday.
I'm working through some stuff. I am in crunch time. I'm getting a little stressed purely because I am currently nomadic and I won't be physically in my normal dwelling until Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's some things that need to get done. There's some
You'll
things
get
I
it.
Need to work on.
You will get it. So,
I'm go ahead. Piecing together things. I think I have most of what I need material-wise. It's just a matter of piecing it all together.
You'll get it. I have faith. I just had another project added to my list. So.
Delightful.
Well, you know, when you build props for friends and props get broken, you're the one they ask to fix them, which is perfectly fine, and I am more than willing to do. It's just that now I have another another bit of anxiety added to my docket. But anyway, so I wanted to start with New York Comic Con put out a little thing on their website. This cracks me up every year. How to survive New York Comic Con in 12 easy steps. Half of these are crap, but we're going to say them anyway. I'm just going to say them anyway. Number one, download the official New York Comic Con app. Yes.
Now.
But you cannot use it once you get in the door.
Well, here's what I found works very well.
Yes.
This is my way around that, because once you go into Javits, service is spotty, your phone will die.
I will point out, they do have Wi-Fi in the Javits. You do have to pay for it. It's $8 a day, or they have a couple of package deals for 3 or 4 days. Here's the other thing, though. Under this, download the official New York Comic Con app. In parentheses at the bottom, it says Wi-Fi in the Javits is spotty. So you're paying $8 a day for Wi-Fi that is spotty.
Well,
don't bother.
Here's my way to get around this. I have found the nifty trick.
Yes, you have. Go for it.
So what you do is you download the app. You use the app to write down all of the, well, check off all the things you want to make in your little schedule, correct?
Yes.
Then, morning of, before you get to the Javits, schedule for the day, you take screenshots to have on your phone, and then you can put your phone into airplane mode for the day and still see what's happening where and where you need to be.
Yeah, that is one of the ways around it. The other way what I usually do is I use the app for planning purposes. So right now, yes, download the app, look at all of the panels, look at all the guests, all the artists, everything you might possibly want to do, and check everything. Even if it interferes with another, one panel interferes with another, just check everything. Then during this week, I put that all into a notepad. That way I know where everything is and what time everything is, and I don't have to screen cap it. Or you can screen cap the app like Em does.
I do it because I'm lazy, folks.
I like to keep it in a notepad or in a note on my phone, because that you can always access. You're not going to have to worry about trying to get into your Google Docs, and there's no internet, there's no LTE, there's nothing. It's like Area 51 in there for the most part. You can usually make and send phone calls and send text messages to your friends to try to find each other, but that's about it. So,
but it's also sparing. You may get your text message 12 hours later.
12 hours later, which happened to us on multiple occasions. So if you're splitting up, you're going to want to make a plan on where to meet up. But I put everything into a notepad, and that way I have everything. And if I don't get into, like, for example, because this is not going to happen, knock on wood, if I don't get into the Marvel panel on Friday, I have a backup, and I know what else I could go do right then if there was another panel, smaller panel maybe, that I was interested in. Which, fun fact, if you guys wanted to go to the Marvel panel and the Con Man panel, you're out of luck. Because the Marvel panel is, I believe, from 6 to 7, and the Con Man panel is from 7:15 to 8:15 in 1D. So, that's going to be real rough. But anyway, I put everything into a notepad. That way I can keep it all together, and I know where I want to go and what I want to do, and I only have to go into a note and find it. So definitely look at everything. Look in, we said this a couple weeks ago when we did a podcast. Look inside those panels. Click on the panel link in the app and go in and look at who the guests are going to be, because sometimes they haven't announced a guest officially. Also, New York Comic Con is starting to do the, we're going to bring in a guest just to do a panel and nothing else. Like, Jamie Alexander will be there for the Blind Spot panel, but that's it. So it's not like she's coming as an official guest. She's just coming for the Blind Spot panel. So that's happening a lot more, which sucks.
Well, because the thing is, if they're there for publicity, this is what I'm assuming, because sometimes I like to poke at the inner workings of con. There's two different ways to be a guest at a con. One is for publicity, which is handled through, like, your show, your network, or whatever you're doing.
Right.
The autographing and photo ops is a personal appearance thing, so you get paid more for that. So
That makes complete sense. So it's definitely a business, something on the business side of things, which is perfectly fine. It just sucks for us, because I would love to meet Jamie Alexander. That'd be so much fun. But
who wouldn't? But on the bright side, folks, and I'm not telling you to stalk, because we would never endorse stalking, but if people are in town for the con, there's always the chance that you might randomly run into them somewhere.
It is true, and that happens a lot during New York Comic Con, more often than you think. Not quite as often as San Diego, because everything isn't, like, located right there downtown. New York is pretty vast. But it is possible to run into these people. And sometimes they pop by the after parties on occasion. Mm-hmm. So definitely look into that too. So we covered number two on this New York Comic Con's little, you know, 12 easy steps is plan, prioritize, and strategize, which we just kind of covered. Figure out what you want to do first. If there's one panel that you want to go to on Friday, one panel you want to go to on Saturday, and you know that it's going to be on the main stage, first thing you're going to do is walk in the front door. You're going to be shuffled into the garage. You're going to walk all the way to the back of the garage, and then you're going to get into a shoot, and you're going to get a wristband for that panel. Sucks if you have more than one panel on the main stage you want to go to in one day. It is not impossible to get a wristband for more than one panel, but it is pretty difficult. So you're going to have to play Sophie's Choice. Thankfully, I only have one on Friday and one on Saturday that are in the main stage that I want to get to. So that's awesome.
You know, I've been putting together my list, and I haven't actually paid attention to that yet. I've got time. We're good.
You do have time.
This weekend is going to be serious prep. There will be costume building. There will be treats of making. There will be birthday and Christmas presents of packaging.
You're crazy. So
I got this, folks.
That brings up a point about wristbanding. Now, I'm sure you guys have gotten the emails. You have been on the website and read up as much as you possibly can. Let me reassure you that wristbanding is not a bad thing. It actually made last year a lot more enjoyable for us because we didn't have to sit in line all day. So what's going to happen is, like I said, you get shuffled into the garage. There's one lane that will send you all the way to the back of the garage. You will go left for panels and right to get onto the show floor. If you don't want any panels that day, go right, get in line to go onto the show floor, and go shop or Artist Alley or whatever else you're going to do. If you go left, find your shoot, get in the shoot. You're going to wait in line probably about a half hour. And then they're going to start handing out wristbands. They do it as quickly as possible. They start doing it as quickly as possible. So
it actually went pretty smoothly last year.
Yeah, I feel like I was only in line for 20 minutes waiting to get a wristband. And once I had that wristband, I was up to the show floor and I was having a good time. You come back 35 minutes to 45 minutes before your panel, get in line, you go in. It's great. I thought it was, it made it so much more fun for me. I wasn't sitting on my butt on cement waiting to get into something for 4 hours.
I mean, it was sad that you didn't get to overloop the panel.
Yeah, that's true.
Because sometimes if there's like two or three panels that you want to say, like, making a panel day is fine, and that's hard to do it. But it's hard to do that with the new system, but I think it is, the benefits outweigh the negatives.
The benefits do outweigh the negatives. And they do clear that's what the whole point of the wristbanding is that they clear the main stage between each panel. There is another room that's kind of as big as, it's a big room, 1E, I think they call it. And they do a lot of big panels on that one, too. Last year, we saw Stephen and Mel on that stage. Con Men is on that stage.
Barrowman was that
John Barrowman was on that stage.
A couple years ago.
The cool thing about 1E, though, if they do it the same way they did it last year, is even if you don't make it into the room, if you are standing in the line, you can hear the panel.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't necessarily see it. You can't get in and ask a question. But if you really kind of are like me and you're perfectly fine with just standing there listening and laughing with everyone else in line, just go stand in line. Try to get in. If you don't get in, at least you can hear it. That's the cool thing there. With the main stage, I don't think they even do they were doing the big screens.
Simultaneous broadcast.
Yeah, the broadcast to the garage. I don't think they did that last year, but I don't remember.
I don't remember.
So I think they've quit doing that. So you're out of luck if you don't get into that room. So there are free shuttles, you guys. If you're coming into Penn Station or Grand Central Station from out of town on Amtrak or something, there is a free shuttle to the Javits Center. However, I'm going to caution you that walking is probably your fastest bet from either one of those. Because the Javits is at 34th and 11th. So just, if you walk it, you'll get there a lot faster. Plus, you're going to see a lot of people going to Comic-Con in Penn Station and in Grand Central Station. A lot of costumed people, a lot of people with their badges. You're going to know that people are going to con. Just follow them if you don't know where
you're
going.
Follow the con.
When you hit a certain point, when you hit like 34th and 9th Avenue, there are people holding placards that tell you which way to go.
Right.
So you're gonna get there. Even if you try to walk, you walk all the way down to the water, you turn right, and the Javits is there. You're not going to miss it, I promise, if you try to walk it.
Also, if you walk it, you can play Spot the Cosplay, which is Em's favorite game.
Em's favorite game, don't stand in front of her or beside her while she plays it, because she hits.
I do hit.
They do have, but number four is an important one, you guys. So I want you to go on and look at this. Enter through the correct door. This is important. Yes. So there are apparently specific entrances. I think there were last year as well. The blue entrance is for pros, VIPs, press, speakers, and guests. So that's the important people, the people we're there to see, and the people who, you know, are cool enough to get pro passes. Not us. There is then the green entrance at 11th and 39th Street, which is where everyone who has tickets is going to go in. We're presuming you all have your tickets. You don't have to pick them up. Will call is at the blue entrance if you do have to pick them up. Why you would, I don't, who knows why you would. If you're flying, yeah, maybe if I were flying from out of the country, I would be like, keep them there. No, I would keep them at will call. Then they're in New York. Like, they're there.
True.
There's no chance of me forgetting them. But yeah, so there, those are the two entrances. By the will call and the VIP entrance is the VIP and pro show floor entrance. So if you have either one of those lucky things, you get to go right on up to the show floor right there. So that's kind of important, knowing where you're going in. We hope to see a lot of you at 11th and 39th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
Thursday too.
Yes. So know, my most important thing is to know what time to get there. So every morning, the Javits opens at 10 a.m. That does not mean that you're going to get in line at 10 a.m. That means that the doors open at 10 a.m. Last year, we were like, oh, it's 9:30. We'll be there in plenty of time. And we were like wrapped all the way around the building. We had to walk all the way around the building to get to the end of the line to get in the doors.
But to be fair, we didn't wait that long.
No, that was not that bad. But I think that was our Thursday morning. And then Friday, we were like, we're not doing that again. And we got there by like 9, and
yeah,
we were closer to the door. Get there between 9 and 9:30 if you're intent on getting to one of the bigger panels in the garage. Because as soon as they have a person at the end of those chutes with a clicker counting off people. And as soon as the amount of people that will fit in the main stage amphitheater is in that line, they shut it off.
Yeah.
So if that's what you want to do, get in line by 9 o'clock. If you can. If you can. Now, remember, not everyone standing in that line wants to get in the chute. Some of them want to get to the floor and get their exclusives and all of that fancy crap.
Fancy crap.
So panels start at 10:30 at the Javits. The New York Comic Con panels that are at Hammerstein Ballroom start at 11:30 on Friday and 10 on Saturday, which I don't have anything for that. Artist Alley opens when the doors open. That's awesome. Make sure you tap in and tap out. This one is actually kind of important. When you're walking in, well, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. I agree. I think it's a little redundant, but it's important because it will make sure that your badge is your badge and no one has stolen it. So when you walk in to the entrance, there's going to be a tent. There are going to be probably, I think there's like 6 or 8 different little chutes set up that you walk in, and someone with it, like an iPad, is gonna
tap you in,
tap your badge, and it'll make a beeping sound, and they'll tell you you can go in. If you have to have weapons checked, that's a different line. They check your bag in every one of these lines. There's a security guy who's big and burly and checks your bag.
This is true.
Do tap in, do tap out. It's very important to them.
To them.
Also, if you have not activated your badge, do it as soon as possible. I won't be able to do mine until Friday of Comic-Con because M has it. Although you can do it for me.
I can activate them all this week.
Yeah, you can do it for me, for all of us. M has all of our badges.
M is the keeper of the badges.
M is the keeper of the badges. But activate your badge. That way you know
Speaking of badges.
Yes. Ooh, this is fun.
Speaking of badges, a few years ago they used to give you a lanyard with your badge. They still kind of do, but last year they got real cheap on it. Like, there were some very nice ones. I mean, they had Showtime and NBC, like, written all over them. But, like, one of them, one year it had, like, a thing that you could, it was retractable.
Yeah, that one I still have. Cheap. That was a really cool lanyard. It was NBC, and I forget what
Dracula.
Show. Dracula. But it was Dracula. Red, and it had this little retractable thingy. I'm probably just going to bring that one with me this year, because that was my favorite one.
Well, what I was going to say is, since, you know, they've been skimping a little on the lanyards.
Yeah, they gave us those little, like, black string ones last year.
Yeah, no. No, no, no.
What was that?
We got a little lanyard snobbish. So, you should probably, if you have one, bring your own.
Especially if you have one that you know you like.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a good one. Okay, number 7 was main stage clearing, which we already covered.
We discussed this, yes.
Avoid long entry lines. So, we kind of already talked about that too.
Next.
This is a good one. BYO, which, if you guys don't know what that stands for, stands for bring your own. Bring your own swag bag, because you're going to get, if you pick up exclusives, if you shop, you're going to want to put it somewhere. You will be able to get a bag from most vendors, but if you're like us and you like to use the reusable things and save the planet, bring a swag bag. A backpack or resealable bag.
Food.
Refillable water bottle. This one's really my, like, we learned this, what, the second year?
No, no, no. It was the first year where I had to spend $5.50 on a freaking vitamin water. I don't even like vitamin water.
Yes. So bring a refillable water bottle, even if it's just a water bottle that you bought that morning and you feel like you're fine with refilling it. Just bring something that you can refill and drink all day. Stay hydrated, because that's one of the number one ways to get sick and get that con crud, which I have avoided for like a year, or pass out, yes. So refillable water bottle, there are water fountains everywhere. Our favorite place to go and refill our water bottles is Artist Alley. There's like 5 bathrooms in Artist Alley, and they all have a water fountain in front of them.
Which is glorious. I will say, speaking of con crud.
Oh, yes.
My number one tip for avoiding the con crud. Coldies. They're not a sponsor. They probably should be.
Yeah, they don't sponsor us, you guys, but they should at this point.
They should. I love those. Anytime anyone comes in to work and is like, I'm starting to get a little sick, I'm like, go get the Coldies. CVS, right next to the cough drops. This stuff is amazing. They look like little cough drops. You take one every 4 hours. You do it as you start to feel sick, is what they say. I do it all through con.
Yeah, we do it preemptively during con. We'll take one in the morning and one at night before we go to bed. The first con that I did this with was Philly Con last year. Not this past one in May, but last year in June was the first one where I did it, because I had gotten con crud at New York Comic Con. And Em was like, no, you're going to do this and it's going to not happen. And it didn't happen. And New York Comic Con last year didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So do it, you guys. A survival kit, my survival kit is slightly different than theirs, but tissues, hand sanitizer, pain relief, if you are like me and sometimes get the occasional headache, chapstick is always important, deodorant, please and thank you.
Please and thank you, everyone. Just
listen, con is one of the most fun and amazing times of the year. It's my happy place. But you got to find time to shower.
Yes.
And if you don't find time to shower, at least wear deodorant. But please find time to shower.
Listen, you can always find a 5-minute window to shower. Just jump in.
You're paying
put some
for
soap
that
on.
Hotel room for a reason.
Yeah, put some soap on. Scrub it in, wash it off. 5-10 minutes. Even if you don't do like a full-on hair wash, that's cool, man. I don't wash my hair every day if I don't have to. Just make sure you just clean the body and then you re-deodorize. And if everyone smells wonderful, life will be great.
Because listen, I am short, and the con funk that hits about Saturday at midday hovers right around where my nose is. I would really like to avoid that.
Let's avoid that, folks.
Here's our favorite thing to keep in our con bag, and I have to give a nod to my friend Mary for this one, is a con binder. Now, if you're going with a bunch of people, like, it's usually me, Em, and Les who all go together, you only need one binder per group, basically, just to keep your things safe. Your photo ops, your autographs, your comic books, everything will stay pristine and safe in a con binder.
I mean, we all bring one. We all bring our own individually.
We do.
So when we go home, we can put it in, but for the day you really only need one.
Yeah, and we just decide that on, like, okay, whose costume can't accommodate a bag today? Okay, we're taking your binder.
Mm-hmm.
snacks, like Em said before, Javits Food is expensive and you don't want to wait in lines for it. We are big fans of the protein bar, trail mix, those kinds of little snacky type things, because we usually will have a big breakfast or some something for breakfast on the way to the con, and then we go out have a big meal afterwards. You're a big...
I'm a big fan of the con croissant.
Yeah, Em likes the con croissant. Seriously,
that is what I will eat every morning before con. I have a croissant and a big-ass coffee, and I am happy.
I usually have a coffee, and I have one for later. I get those. The one and only time you will see me drink a Starbucks Frappuccino out of one of those glass jars is at Comic-Con. But if you have any, I'm going to warn you all right now. New York City is fabulous where food is concerned. Not so fabulous in like the coffee shop way for people with dietary needs. If you're like me and you're gluten-free, egg-free, dairy-free, something like that, you need to kind of pack your own breakfast. So I usually will bring like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something for breakfast. But other than that, it's just kind of snacky foods while we're in con. Potato chips, pretzels, gluten-free pretzels are my fave.
Well, because also you're doing so many things that you don't want to stop to sit and have that big meal.
No, and then that's it too. You're going to believe us when we tell you, even if you're not going to go to many panels, which I will probably be going to some tinier panels this year because there's only two big ones I want to go to.
Right.
If panels are not your thing, the floor, there is so much to see on that show floor and so much to see in Artist Alley and so many comic book authors and creators and writers to meet that you will have something to do every day. Dan Slott is one of our faves. Joe Harris is a favorite of mine as well.
Joe Camaglia. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I love
we
that.
We think
man.
We are, but he's a yeah, we like him. Power. So here is my thing. Yes, you can bring your phone charger, iPad charger, what have you. Finding a place to plug in is always a problem. They do have a charging station every year, but it's usually crowded. So my suggestion is to get a backup battery. Mine, the one that I have, I've had for two years worth of cons now. It's called iEnergy. I bought it at Radio Shack for $60. It holds two cell phone charges, which is perfect for me. And yours holds what? Four cell phone charges?
I think so. It's something ridiculous. What the best gift my company ever gave us was right after Hurricane Sandy. The problem with Hurricane Sandy is we lost power in our building for about a week and a half. So no one could come into work. Now, normally this would not be an issue because, you know, most people can work from home. I can't, but a lot of our company can. But the problem was a lot of our workers didn't have power, so they couldn't work from home because they would need to use their computer. So that year for Christmas, as part of our gift, the company gave us these giant external batteries. It is my favorite thing in all the land. You can charge two things at once in it. It holds multiple charges. It's also really good for commuting. But as soon as they handed it to me, I walked out and went, con!
I remember, I think it was New York Comic Con last year that I had my phone cable and my backup battery hadn't charged properly. So I just kind of handed it to Em and my phone just went in her bag with the charger. So even if you're with a group of people and one of you has a big enough backup battery that will take care of all of you, that's great. Go in on it together maybe if you know that they're your con buddies. But yes, that is very important if you want to at least be able to, you know, try to use the app.
An interesting way, what I've said, I found one of the greatest things to do is as long as it's not during a time when Kate and Leslie and I will separate, we have a vague idea of what time we're meeting up again. And you can make sure your phone is on for that period. But other than that, I tend to kick mine into airplane mode.
Yes. That will save a lot of battery life.
That way I still have it. It's still accessible for me to take photos or to check anything that I have saved on the phone. Like I said, I take screen caps of my schedule. So I can still check those, but I'm not using as much battery searching. Even turning the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth off, you still are using a lot when you have it searching for service the whole time. So I often find it's easier just to put it onto airplane mode, except if you need to, of course, communicate with people.
Right. And I find that I do that as well, but it's really beneficial for me because when I'm in cosplay, I don't have my favorite big DSLR camera with me to take photos at cons, so I'm taking photos with my phone. Thankfully, I now have a decent phone that has a decent camera. And this year there will be good pictures instead of the crappy ones. But yeah, so that's definitely a plus. Now, I've already covered Eat and Hydrate, thanks, New York Comic Con. That could have been covered under something else. What should I wear? Now, New York Comic Con goes, comfortable shoes. And I laugh at them.
Which is true.
It's true.
You should.
But I laugh at them because, hi, cosplay.
Because sometimes cosplay means you can't do that.
Sometimes cosplay means heels. However,
I will say this. Find the most comfortable pair of whatever it is you need to wear. Also, not a bad idea to grab a pair of flip-flops or something.
Or flats.
Like flats that are comfortable, that you feel comfortable in, to just throw in your bag. Because then when you're done with con, or, you know, if you just can't take your shoes anymore, you can switch over.
2 years ago when we cosplayed for the first time at New York Comic Con, it was when Gillian Anderson was there. Les and I were standing in line to get a photo with Gillian, and I had been wearing heeled ankle boots to go with my costume. But I wear little like streamlined Merrell shoes for work, and I had thrown a pair of those in my bag. We're standing in that line and I was wearing my comfortable shoes, and we were like four people away, and I went, oh crap, I have to change my shoes. Because my feet could not take those boots anymore. They're super cute. I've worn them since. But when you're standing in line in heels, it's different than walking in heels.
Right.
So just know your own limits. If you're going to be standing in an autograph line for the next 45 minutes or, I don't know, 4 hours.
Or 3 hours.
Maybe you want to change your shoes for a little while. Sit down if you can and you have the time. Whenever you have the opportunity to sit down and rest your feet and rest your legs, do. I tend to get a little bit of fatigue after walking around con all day. I'll sit down when we get back to wherever we're staying, and I'll just go, wow, I did not realize I was this tired. So take the opportunity and sit down as often as possible. And then New York Comic Con's last thing is follow the rules. I don't know if they've changed their prop weapon policy again this year, if I just missed it last year, but prop weapons are only going to be allowed in if they are composed of foam or cardboard.
No, I think last year you could have plastic.
Yeah. Prop firearms are only allowed in if they cannot be mistaken for real weapons. That sentence confuses me. Because if you're carrying a prop gun, it's going to look like a prop gun.
They mean they have to be capped.
Yeah, and they go on to say it must have a brightly colored cap, which is perfectly fine. I thankfully do not have I have a shield this year, but I do not have a prop weapon. So I don't have to worry about that. But if you are cosplaying and you have a weapon, just check their policies. Make sure you know that it's con safe. Put a cap on it.
Because there's nothing worse than putting all of that effort in and having it confiscated.
Now, I do believe you can get those confiscated things back at the end of the day, but watching it go into a giant trash barrel with a bunch of others makes you want to cry. It made me want to cry. Every year walking in, there's a giant trash barrel just full of staffs and all sorts of stuff that they have confiscated and that you cannot take into con. So just be conscious of that kind of thing.
Well, because also, like, yes, you can get it back, but then you have to go through the process of getting it back, and who wants to do that?
That is it. I don't know. It breaks my heart every year when I see that. So a couple of other little things that I can add to that is if you're planning to buy comics or you have bought comics, that's great. You can read those while you're sitting in line, but bring a book or bring comics to read when you're alone and you've separated from your friends to go to the panel you want to go to and they don't want to go to. Because listen, folks, don't let yourself regret not going to something just because the people you were there with didn't want to go to it with you.
Yeah.
No. Be prepared to split up.
You guys will split up away from your friends, and that is okay. And you know why that's even extra okay? Because then when you meet up with them again, you have something to talk about.
And you can meet new friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've met several new friends just standing in lines at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite things to do. I go to Comic-Con to spend Comic-Con with my girls, but it is fun to meet new people. So,
And the thing is, especially if you're standing in line for a panel, those people pretty much have the same interests you do.
Yes. You might wind up sitting next to one of them and becoming friends with them. It's great. But yeah, I don't want to hear any whining about, I didn't get to do this, I didn't get to do this, because you wouldn't leave your friends. Just cut the cord. Do it. Be adventurous. You got this.
Let it go.
Also, if there is an exclusive on that exclusive list that you want,
get it
make
first
it
thing.
The first thing that you do on the first day that you are there, because it will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I will not be there on Thursday this year, so I am leaving it up to Em and Les to find
the
one.
I mean, she's going to give us a list and it will be fine.
No, there's only one exclusive that I want this year.
Well, what do you want this year?
I want the Funko Pop Iron Throne.
Oh, I didn't even see that yet. The exclusives they've been posting very slowly. Before you get to con, folks, take a look at the exclusives. See if there is something you want.
Yeah.
Thus far, I missed the throne, so it must have been updated. But thus far, I haven't found really anything that I'm super excited about. But I'm weird about exclusives. Like, you and Les are more gung-ho for them. I'm just sort of like, eh. Like, there has been several exclusives. They've been like, we only have two left. And I'll be like, meh, you guys get it. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, so the exclusives, usually there are like five that I want. My Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. sweatshirt from the Marvel booth from last year is one of my favorite things that I've ever gotten. So it was really awesome. But, for, like, I'm telling you, this year's show, I'm all bummed out because there's like not that much that I'm excited for. But it's okay. It's okay. There had to be one. So
there can only be one.
I'm still kind of holding out hope that there are a couple of interesting announcements up their sleeve for the next 9 days.
I mean, there could be.
Well, yeah, maybe. We'll see. So, oh, when you get the chance, you guys, if you want a photo op and an autograph and you are able to pre-buy it, do it. It will save you such a headache when you get there.
I know,
that's
but I always
another,
forget to do that.
But that's another line that you're going to have to stand in. If you've already bought it, you can just go and do it.
I know. I'm so bad about that stuff, though.
You're the worst. I'm telling everyone, but I'm also telling you.
I know. I'm the worst, though. I fully admit this. Because half the time I'm like, well, because let's face it, folks, photo ops are not cheap.
No, they're not.
So part of the reason I, like, am one of the annoying people who waits to the kind of last minute is I'm like, well, do I want to spend the money on this or?
See, and this year I even said to a couple of people already, I'm going to be spending next to no money on photo ops and autographs this year because there's no one there. It's literally, I'm going, John Rhys Davies. Cool. Next.
Well, I still need Nathan to work on our friend Les. I will post a picture of this at some point because it is amazing. She made us all cross stitches of the Firefly cast, and so now we have made it our mission to go and get the Firefly cast to sign them all. I'm missing Nathan because, like I said, Nathan and I are feuding. But if he decides to show up,
we've all we all made a pact as well that we were going to get all the autographs on our own. Instead of being like, here, I'm going to send it to you. Get this signed for me. We were like, no,
right.
I want the story. So I'm going to do it on my own.
So we all have different ones.
Yeah, some of us are missing what others have. Les has the red herring and wrong glass.
Yes.
So
Someday.
So, where were we? We were doing con prep. That's where we were. Okay, welcome back, Kate.
Yes, we were talking about
con
and how you should buy them in advance, and
yes.
I'm the worst.
You are the worst. You're the worst with that. Because it is another line that you're going to have to stand in if you decide to buy them on site. Now, the thing is, occasionally they'll add another photo op slot or another autographing slot, and you have to then go and do it and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's all fine and good.
Now, I will say, though, I've never waited that long for a photo op.
No.
Even with buying a day of, I have never waited that long for a photo op. I have waited excruciatingly long for autographs, but I've never waited that long for a photo op.
Yeah, autographs, kind of try to know your celeb before you're going in and see what they do at other cons. If you know that they're chatty, you know that you're going to be in line for a while.
But you know what? I personally find, like, if I'm standing in line for forever, but it's because that person is taking the time to talk to everyone, it doesn't bother me as much.
No. The one that really didn't bother me was when we were standing in Stephen Amell's line last year. And every single kid standing in that line got, like, VIP service. They got taken out of the line and escorted to the front because kids don't wait in his line, and I did not care. You go, sir.
My heart broke. It was the cutest thing ever.
It was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, like I was saying, like, the prime example of this, every time that I've gone for a Dan Slott autograph, I have waited a very long time.
But Dan Slott's awesome.
I think I waited 3 hours once. The first time I ever got his autograph, I waited for 3 hours. But by the time I got up there, multiple trains missed. But by the time I got up there, like, he had even pushed back how long he was staying. He was supposed to leave at 10. I don't think I saw him till like 10:15. And they capped the line, and he was just like, you know what, I'm staying till everybody gets their autograph.
He's pretty cool, dude. And you guys get the chance to meet him, you should.
20-minute conversation with you, and I'm just like, I love you. Be my friend.
So, you guys, this week, these 9 days that you have right here is when I want you to start making your lists. I am I'm a huge list maker because if I don't make a list, I'm going to forget it. I make a packing list, which is just general clothes. Then I make a cosplay packing list. The cosplay packing list is probably more important to me because, let me be honest, last year in New York Comic Con, I forgot something for one of Em's costumes.
She did.
Make a packing list and a cosplay packing list. Make a to-do list if you still have things that you need to finish. I have my to-do list sitting right next to me right here. I have like 4 things on it, but it's 4 things that I need to get done before I pack.
I have many a list.
If you need to go shopping for anything, do your shopping list first, then worry about your packing list, unless they go hand in hand, which sometimes they do. But start making your lists. I will likely be packed by Wednesday leading up to Comic-Con because I have to work all day Thursday and I have to leave very, very early in the morning on Friday to get up there on time. So I will be packed by Wednesday before I leave for work just to make sure that I don't have to worry about anything because I can't.
Well, also that helps you because then you have that day to think about, oh, I forgot this, and you can jot down and then.
Right. I have all day Thursday while I'm trying to, you know, run a musical to think about it and go, oh, crap, marinate. I didn't pack that. But yeah, start making your lists if you're a list maker.
You have time to marinate.
I do have time to marinate. If you are not a list maker, this might be their time to start. If you are cosplaying, I do have a couple of little tips that we've learned over the last few years. Be very aware of your props because very often they don't get broken because you're careless. They get broken because someone else doesn't give a crap that you're carrying a shield or a gun or anything that you worked hours and hours and hours on. They will bump into you to get past you and it will get broken. So just be aware.
They're not all evil, not care about people, but sometimes it is a very crowded place. Sometimes you back into someone without realizing it.
Right.
You are trying to squeeze through and you knock into something, not on purpose, but, you know,
things happen. Yeah, things happen. Also, make sure that you have a cosplay repair kit. Just throw in whatever you think you might need. Crazy glue, thread and needle, a small pair of scissors, duct tape, just a couple things that could help you to repair a small problem with your costume.
Right.
I had these for each one of us last year, and I don't think I needed to use them at all, but I'm glad that I had them just in case.
You used it once on me.
Yeah, you're right, I did. So avoid, if you are carrying a big prop or you have a big costume that has a lot of width to it and you're worried about it getting damaged, avoid the corners of the merch floor. That's where a lot of the bottlenecking happens. Avoid the Marvel booth and the IGN booth and the Weta Workshop booth because all three of those get extremely crowded and you're going to wind up bumping into someone or someone's going to bump you and it's not going to be a pretty thing. This is one that I kind of had to learn. If you're being asked for multiple photos, like someone asks you to stop and take your photo and you say yes, and then like 5 more people show up and they all want to take your photo and then like 5 more people show up, but you're on your way to a panel, it's okay to say, guys, I'm running to a panel, but I will be back. Or I will be here next. Come find me and I'll take all the photos you want. It's okay to do that. I've had that happen a couple of times. You don't want to miss your panel. You don't want to miss your panel. They don't really want you to miss your panel if they're nice people. So they'll be fine with that. They're not going to give you credit for it. Hopefully. And you can always, you know, tell them, oh, I'm going to be heading up to the Marvel booth when it's over around this time, whatever. They'll live. Don't miss your panel. And then my new favorite thing that New York Comic Con has added into their schedule this year is fandom meetups. They're in a couple specific rooms that are on the lower level of the Javits, the smaller rooms. But they've got a bunch of these little fandom meetups, and especially if you're cosplaying as a character from this fandom, go meet your peeps.
Meet your peeps.
But, like, I am so excited because on Friday there's a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Carter meetup, and I was like, this is perfect. Especially for what I'm dressed as. This is perfect. So I'm excited for that one. There's an X-Files meetup throughout the course of the week, and there's a Firefly meetup. There are a bunch of them, and they're just listed in there with the panels.
Right.
That's so cool. I'm so glad that they're... Because these fandom meetups have happened at Comic-Con for years. It's just right. they've been word of mouth, via Tumblr, via Twitter, via Instagram. It's been, you know, and like someone, you'll run into someone at the con who's dressed as something like that you're dressed as.
And they'll say, hey,
are you coming to this later on? And you'll go, what time and where? Because I did not know about it. Mm-hmm. So now they're actually adding it in.
Sometimes I think my favorite is the random meetups. I remember the first year we did Full On Cosplay, I went as Captain Jack.
Yeah.
And by the Doctor Who booth, they have for the past few years had a Dalek up there. And there was a group of like cosplayers who were dressed as different characters from Doctor who started taking a picture with it. And then anytime someone walked by in a Doctor Who cosplay, they jumped in on the photo, and it just became this massive photo shoot.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. I know there is a DC versus Marvel photo shoot on Saturday at some time. I don't know when. But these meetups that are meeting up in these rooms, I think that's just really cool of New York Comic Con to actually schedule them and give them a room, because what better way to meet people who are going to be like-minded and possibly new friends than to go to a fandom meetup? What better way? So I think that's pretty much all that I... one other thing. If you guys are like us, we really like to use... We used to use Thursday as our shopping day, and that way we didn't have to carry stuff all weekend unless, you know, we randomly ran into something that we really liked and bought it. If you're cosplaying, this is a great way to do things. Buy everything on the first day, take it back to your hotel room and leave it there, and then just go and cosplay and carry a smaller bag or minimal stuff in your bag because you're going to be taking it off.
And then on Sunday,
buy everything.
The con floor again because things go on sale.
Right. Buy everything.
Because the distributors don't want to have to pack stuff up and bring it back.
Nope.
So certain things you can watch the prices drastically drop.
And, you know, go support some artists and Artist Alley. That's our favorite place. I think that's where we spend most of our money.
I spend all of my money there.
On artwork that we don't need and have nowhere to put.
Doesn't matter. All of the money goes there.
But it's a lot of fun. So 9 times out of 10, you're going to find us in Artist Alley.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try.
Oh, I will say, speaking of going up on the floor and purchasing awesome things and tying into con binder time, Conquest journals. These things are amazing.
They're so cool, you guys.
And they have special editions. I'm sure they'll come up with a special edition for New York City, but
they have.
For all you Whovians,
it's the Walking Dead Survival Guide.
There you go. There's a Walking Dead one. There's a Doctor Who one. There's a Supernatural one. And they are these awesome little, not little, they're fairly big binders. And in them, they have places to write down, like, the food you like to go to from this con and, like, autograph space and doodle space to get an artist to draw, like, some sort of custom for you. They're protectors for your photos and business cards, and it is just a fabulous idea.
And
we support them wholeheartedly.
Oh, absolutely. We adore them. We've known about them from conception, basically. And they're fabulous people. You guys should stop by their booth. They're going to be way back in the corner in, like, aisle 2300 this year, just like they were last year. But definitely head over there and meet them. They're lovely people, and the product is just super cool. One of my favorite things that they sell is, they're not called cosplay cards, but they're like comic
cards. The compliment cards?
Compliment cards. There they are. The compliment.
You're welcome.
Those are my favorite thing that they sell. They're these little pack of cards that if you like see a cosplayer and you take their photo, you can hand them this card with like your Twitter handle or something or your Instagram and be like, I think you're awesome. Your photo
will
be here.
You can find your photo here.
That's so cool. So cool. So yeah, Conquest Journals is one of our faves and has been one of our faves for many, many a year. I do believe they're not going to be there this year. I was really hoping there was... think it was last year or the year before, there was a wine company called Abduction Wines.
This is 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I know when the wine showed up.
And they didn't have the wine at the show because they were not allowed to.
Right.
But I've had it since, and it's pretty decent. So we do have a couple of favorite haunts. Conquest Journal is one of our favorites. We always hit the Marvel booth. We're always kind of float around the IGN. I love the Weta Workshop booth. Last year they had Smog looking over New York Comic Con, and he would open his eyes. Con is insane. This con in particular is insane compared to the Little Wizard World cons. But it is a lot of fun, and if you just heed some of our warnings, you guys will have a great show. You'll stay hydrated. You'll get a little bit of rest. Make sure you guys go to at least one after party. I don't care which one you go to. Just make sure you go to one because they're so much fun.
And you meet such fun people.
You do. You really do. Like, we went to the Heroes version of the Heroes and Villains party for New York Comic Con a couple weeks ago. And we met two new friends because we were standing in line with them waiting for the cosplay contest, which M won, by the way.
Woo! Well, yeah.
You won one of the first prizes. So, it's great. Just go to one of these parties and you never know. You could have a really good time. You could meet someone that you didn't think you were going to meet. Regular congoer or celebrity. Either or. You never know.
You never know who shows up.
And, you know, you might be lucky enough to run into these two knuckleheads right here talking to you. Which reminds me, you guys, we'll post on our Twitter and on our Instagram a picture every morning of what costume we're wearing, if we're wearing a costume. So,
or just us in general.
Or if it's just us. So definitely come and say hi. We have swag. We have treats. Let's put it that way. We have treats.
We have treats!
That Em and I have slaved over. And we really want to just meet you and say thank you for following us and listening, because, you know, that's awesome that you actually want to listen to us. We're funny. We think we're funny.
We try, at least.
We think we're funny. So, you guys, I really hope that this, you know, little bit of con prep helped you guys out and helped you prepare yourself for your first or maybe your fourth or fifth, like us, New York Comic Con.
Or your 15th.
Well, it's only been around for 10 years.
Okay, so you're 10th?
10th. I know on Friday I'm probably going to hit the Marvel booth pretty hard. And I'm definitely going to be at the Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan meetup. So I definitely want to meet you guys. So does Em. I'm sure Les does too. And if you guys are going to the Walking Dead fan premiere, we hope we see you there. We're also going to the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog panel at Paley on Saturday night. So if you're there, definitely come say hello because it's only a 200-seat room. So
yes.
please come say hello.
We will be the ones giddily squeeing.
Yeah, and singing along, hopefully. I hope they're singing along.
As you do.
Well, all right, you guys. Yes, I hope so. So, all right, you guys. Until next week, you can follow us on Twitter at AllGeek2, the number 2, Me Radio. You can follow us on Instagram, AllGeek2Me Radio. And you can email us any questions, comments, suggestions, or some of maybe your con prep that we didn't cover at itsallgeek2meradio@gmail.com. And find us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Also, before we go, we should announce the fact that we found a winner.
Mm. Yes, we finally have a winner for our giveaway. Super exciting.
It was kind of interesting because the first winner never claimed their prize.
I know, that was mind-boggling.
We've never had to do a redraw before, and we had to do a redraw.
For, of all things, a 4-day pass to New York Comic Con.
So congratulations to Chris. I've already been in contact with him. I will be meeting up with him to give him his pass and a Super Week card, and life will be glorious.
It will be. Well, until next week, I'm Kate.
And I'm Em.
Have a great weekend, geek, guys.